Sean, is there any difficulty preparing for a rookie running back like Dalvin?
Look, you don't have the same library of film. I mean, you have college film and a certain scheme. You know, I think there's some good evidence in the preseason, some good runs, really. We put up on a tape and talked about his style of running, and you can see the quick transition he's going to make. But it, you know, is for all these first-year players, you just don't have the same amount of exposure in the NFL game.
Sean, how much was maybe, I don't know if you guys watched last night's game, but how much was Kareem Hunt's performance a reminder that, you know, these rookies can come in and explode right away?
Yeah, we don't get to watch Thursday Night Football. You know, I saw the score, but it's usually a late night for us, and last night was no exception.
Good morning, Coach. When you look at your defense, the entire body of work from the preseason and training camp, how encouraged are you entering the regular season with the group you have now?
Well, you're optimistic. You're anxious to play. It's our first test, and we'll see. That's the great thing about our game. Each weekend, you get a chance to see where you're at, measure your progress, and find out what you need to improve on. So we're still, you know, working on the details with these guys and covering everything we can that can come up in the game and trying to make sure we're most prepared. But, you know, that's kind of where you're at, you know, heading into the regular season.
But, you know, during the offseason, you had mentioned you place an emphasis on affecting the pass rusher and then also finding cornerbacks to defend against the other quarterbacks. Do you feel like you've accomplished those tasks, given
we're going to find out, right? In other words, you're asking the question before it started. You know, I think that we get our first test on Monday night.
Sean, what stood out to you about Marcus Williams this offseason?
Once we got him, or what stood out to us prior to us drafting him?
Once you got him.
He's very smart. So he picks up on the system very quickly. He's got outstanding ball skills, and I think real good anticipation and range. You know, oftentimes some of those deep safeties, you know, they have a first step, if you will, much like a center fielder. You know, they can get a step on a pitch and a swing. He has that same first step, and so that allows him just a little bit more range. We've seen him make plays sideline to sideline, but his consistency is outstanding.
And then, in what areas, if any, did you see growth from Von Bell this offseason?
I saw, a more physical player. He still needs to work on reducing the mental errors. But he's explosive. I think he's running well. I think he's healthy. All these guys are going to play.
Sean, I know you talk a lot about how there's reunion games every week in the NFL. But when it's like a running back or a receiver and you're the game planner, you know, I know Tim Hightower got a couple touchdowns when it was possible in Arizona. Is there any added, I don't know, stress or creativity that goes along? I'm sure you want to make sure Adrian has a good day if you can, right?
Yeah. I can't recall handing the ball to Tim Hightower and thinking to myself, he's back at Arizona, let's get him in the game. Honestly, when we meet on these decisions and certain plays, and some of it is just a feel for how the game is flowing, but we try to put the plan best plan together as we can, and I think that with Adrian, obviously he's an important part of what we're doing as a running back. So we don't sit in there and say, well, it's Minnesota and therefore this, and this. We say Minnesota because of what they're doing defensively, and we say this, and this. Certainly, you know, he'll be fired up to play this game, and I do say that every year. The following week, it's Brandon Cooks coming home to New Orleans, and then give me a week three game. You know, Carolina, it's Ted Ginn, the return to Charlotte. And now, those all vary in regards to how long the players were with the team. And when you take Adrian Peterson, who's obviously, you know, a special and a rare player and had a long, illustrious career in Minnesota, I think that brings more attention to it, and I understand why.
Yeah, on the flip side, would there ever be any temptation to, you know, this is a perfect opportunity to use a lot of play-action pass, knowing they're going to key on him or anything like that, or you try to take the opponent completely out of it?
Well, I think, look, the trick on the play-action is getting the right front and coverage you're wanting. And, you know, if we're giving it the right sell, I mean, they're going to be keying on Kamara, obviously, the same way, or Ingram. But, yeah, I mean, we'll mix the play-action pass in there and, you know, the schemes that we feel like fit this defense.
Sean, you were just, you know, talking about it a little bit with Peterson, but, I mean, from the outside looking in, what do you think his legacy was with the Vikings?
His legacy with the Vikings? Man, he was one of the top backs our game's ever seen. I mean, you know, he's going to be one of those guys that I think will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think that I saw him up close and personal as an opponent, and I mean he was something. He's been something else. I mean, his draft class, what was it, 2000? I remember doing him in the draft. I want to say 07.
Yeah, 07.
So I think his legacy is to anybody who's in this sport, pretty clear.
And going back to your time in Dallas, what do you remember first impressions about Mike Zimmer?
He was extremely detailed. He's a great teacher. His father was a high school coach. He's a great coach to be on a staff with. He and I are close friends. Our families are close friends. His daughter's babysat my children. You know, but he's an outstanding teacher, and he's very detailed, and you can see it in his team and the change that quickly took place when he took over there.